go talk to Mark Huell. He's the executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. He is standing by here on the Huell Show across Michigan. And Mark, we always talk about day-to-day and everything's fluid. And man, here we are again.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Certainly a big curveball, I think, for all of us last evening with the 3-week shutdown here coming up. But as you and I have talked since March, when things change and conditions change, we're not going to spend any time complaining or whining at what's in front of us, and let's start planning and figure out a way.
From last night, did the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, prior to the announcement last night, work with your office at the Michigan High School Athletic Association? Did they ask about outbreaks or the number of cases connected to games or your high school student athletes in Michigan? Were you ever part of that discussion prior to the 3-week pause being announced last night?
We were not. So I started to hear rumors of an announcement coming Friday night, just through some people that have different connections to folks that lobby for a living here in Lansing, and a few more rumors on Saturday. But no, we found out about the new restrictions at the same time as everybody else did, which again, we've been willing, able partners. We've been compiling meticulous data going back since August, and as we have tracked everything that we've done, what the percentages of games played have been each week, trying to do all those things. But we were not part of any conversations or lead up to last night.
You and I, in our weekly or at least bi-weekly conversations, depending on our schedules, have always talked about the medical science data, facts that you are privy to, that you're giving, that you compile. You've talked to local health departments all across the state. So if we go back to the start of fall sports in the state of Michigan, Mark, with all the games that were played, all the sports across the board, how many games have been lost to COVID-19?
It's been less than 5% of the total games scheduled. Football was the easiest sport to track because you're only playing once a week, plus for computing playoff averages, we know the location, we know the opponents, and we know the result of every single football game. And in the 6 weeks of the regular season, and in the 3 weeks that we got in already in the playoffs, our high water mark, Bill, was we had 98% of our schools be able to play. That was our best week. And then our lowest week was we had 95% of our football schools playing. So I know last week there were a few, certainly Pullman, Westphalia, and Portland were two schools that both had some COVID issues and had to step out of the playoffs. But yet last Friday and Saturday, even as cases, all of the data had been continuing to go up, we had 139 of 144 schools that were able to play last week, which, that's about 96-97%. So even through all of this, we have been able to show that our athletic data, that these were not the super spreader events that a lot of our critics had kind of speculated ahead of time. With volleyball, for our district week, same thing. We had about 95% of our schools be able to participate. And then, Bill, in all of our other sports outside of volleyball and football, those participation rates all fall were 98%
wow.
plus. So again, follow the science and data, which we have compiled. As I said earlier, we have tracked that meticulously, and as I talked to a local health department official last week, and I've heard this over and over all fall, that we're not seeing the spread of the virus during the school day. The health department official went on to say we're not seeing the spread of the virus at practice, and we're not seeing it at games. It has been all of these social occasions, the social gatherings, and a lot of which are connected to sports. As Big Ten football started, I'm sure there were people that would get together, and I know the Wolverines and the Spartans aren't, neither of them are real watchable right now, but people were getting together on the weekends because that was a threat of normalcy that all of us really really wanted. But, you know, it's been all of these indoor gatherings over the last month that have just turned what were really positive COVID data really, really negative. I'm looking at a screen right now, and we tracked everything from August 1st from where we first started. And, Bill, the first 2 months of fall sports, the entire months of August and September into October, and this includes football after our restart, during those two-plus months of fall sports, the daily new cases per 100,000 increased by 1.0. In Michigan, it was 8.3 on August 1st, and on October 1st, it was 9.3. Our positive test rates on August 1st were 2.3%. October 1 were 2.8%. We're still below 3. And obviously what, you know, has completely thrown everybody for a loop here is you then take that snapshot as of October 15th through today, and, you know, the number of daily new cases and the positive test rates, I mean, those are tripling, quadrupling, and in some parts of our state have been even higher than that. So that's the part that's disappointing, Bill, personally, is because I think that our schools, our kids, our families, our coaches, we really did a good job of controlling what we can control. August, September, into early October, continue to do all the right things, and that's what's hard, is now we've got to take this three-week pause, and you know, you're telling an awful lot of kids and coaches who have been doing things the right way that despite all of your best efforts, the overall numbers have put us in this situation.
You know, it's interesting when you talk about what were the three late sports to begin play, which would be boys soccer, girls volleyball, and football, which were deemed to be a higher risk category, if you remember when cross country and golf got started, and then also swimming was brought back into play, I think, with cross country and golf, that if your data says that there are no cases connected to it, if the data says that there's no one who's been hospitalized or in an ICU or knock on wood, and God bless the process, no athlete or anybody connected to a team has died, I find it hard to believe that you wouldn't be able to go to the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, Mark, show them the data and say, is there a way for us to continue our championships, and we'll take away fans and we'll go back to all the precautions we put in place when we started this?
Yeah, and we're working all of the channels, Bill, that we know of, trying to get that audience, that conversation with you know, those individuals in those positions. So no, we are willing and able partners in this endeavor. As I said, I really commend our schools for the job they did to allow fall sports to happen, to get them to continue, and for most of them to conclude as they did. And I guess I would just tell your listeners right now that in the three fall sports that we're not able to finish right now, volleyball, swim, and football, that they are suspended, not canceled. And we, you know, I've spent most of the day looking at calendars and coming up with other options and alternatives, and we'll share those with our board on Wednesday, and we'll then be able to share, you know, what the exact game plan is moving forward later in the afternoon on Wednesday.
I would think that the ideal best case scenario is that if this 3 week pause ends on December 8th, that you would be able to use those final 3 weeks in December, maybe even the 1st of January, to finish up football, and also before that finish up the girls' championship still in play.
Without question, our number one option here, Bill, is to take the three tournaments that have not finished yet and complete them yet in the calendar year of 2020, a year that cannot end soon enough for me, and I'm sure soon enough for you, and
amen.
I'm sure soon enough for all of your listeners. This year has just been one filled with a number of challenges, but if we're able to get our numbers back turned in the right direction, and we're able to get back to activity here after the three-week pause, we will have a plan in place that we'll have these three tournaments all conclude before the calendar turns to 2021.
Mark Huell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, is joining us here on the Huell Show across Michigan, talking about the Health Department's executive order out of Lansing last night, pausing not canceling, pausing the Michigan High School Athletic Association high school fall playoffs, and also pausing organized sports at all levels except for professional and college. And what was interesting when I read the order late last night in its entirety at Michigan.gov, it did say, Mark, and I don't know if you, I assume you read it, is that it did say if you want to have an organized sporting event and you follow testing protocol, it still could be done. Did I read that the right way?
You did, and if you know, you've got a well-to-do listener out there, Bill, that would like to step forward and sponsor the testing program, which I believe requires, what, it's six tests during a week.
Wow.
Because right now the only entities that can afford to do that are obviously those at the professional level with the NFL playing right now. And then, you know, and I've been asked quite a few times, well, Mark, why are only the Division I football schools playing this fall? Why not the GLIAC? Why not the MIAA? I know two of the MIAA schools did play a limited schedule. Well, the smaller colleges simply can't afford the testing. It was cost prohibitive. So no, we're fully aware that you know, an option out there is to test, and if someone would like to step forward and be a sponsor of that testing program, Bill, I'd be all ears.
And I wonder, based on finances, because yeah, Central and Western and the MAC are still on, and CMU, WMU playing for the Michigan D1 championship on Wednesday night.
Exactly right.
They're still playing. Michigan State is still on, and the Lions, who are the bright spot of the weekend in sports with their comeback on Prater's 59-yard field goal, they're still playing. I do wonder if there is a way, Mark, to sit down with the health department in Michigan and say, okay, what are we, and how the rapid test, I don't know how it works. If we've had this track record of 95% and more, what if we tested the day of the game? And we haven't had any transmissions, I don't think, anywhere in the world have been connected to on the field play outdoors. That was from the NFL a week ago, their chief medical officer. What if there was one of those rapid tests that are cheap that a team could take the day of the game, and if they test positive, they're out of the playoffs, but if they don't, they play or move on? Any chance of that?
We're open to any possibilities, and like I said, we are working all of the channels that we know of to try and get a connection to be able to have some of those conversations, but no, we get through the next 3 weeks, and we would love to be able. Our the biggest thing, and you know, I've gotten some notes and some calls today, you know, of some very frustrated and emotional parents, which I understand completely, because, you know, one of those senior parents myself, and still as a kid playing in the tournament, and it. So I get the frustration. I get the emotional part that comes with this, but by that same token, we're going to follow the law. Us having to follow this emergency order is not up for debate. The matter of law here of what HHS can do with these emergency orders are not in question. And again, I just encourage everybody, you know, we talked all the time, you know, during the summer about what people were willing to do to give kids a season and a chance to play. And hopefully we can just kind of take what's happened here over the last almost 24 hours and kind of refocus ourselves on let's do the right things and get those numbers trending in the right direction so our kids get a chance to finish what they started.
And for some families, for all Michigan schools, some coaches who coach spring and fall, this is the double whammy with the winter championships and the spring championships being eliminated last year. This goes across the board now that you're getting, if we don't get these back, and I know you're going to do everything in your power with your team that you can do to save the fall championships, but that would be winter, spring, and fall all missed.
Man. It'd be devastating. And yeah, that's, you know, we've got to do everything we can here to mitigate COVID, but yet, Bill, it's never been lost on me that overall health and welfare, with mental health being a huge part of that, has to be part of this equation as well. And that's something we're going to work our tails off here over the next 3 weeks to make sure that message is heard loud and clear as well.
Well, and to me, I look at the data and the science, for the most part, Everybody says this drives this COVID-19 bus when it comes to resuming anything. And what you just went through at the beginning of our conversation, and if people missed it, they'll be able to hear it later in the podcast at thehugeshow.net. When you produce data, not opinion, not being a sports dad that and a sports mom that you and your wife are, but in your position as executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, when you can lay out the data, whether it's for the governor's office, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the local county health departments all across the state, when you can lay out the data that shows the sports still remaining, this has been the COVID-19 connection to this. It is much lower than case counts or outbreaks you see anywhere else. And with school out now, it's even more of a safe haven for the kids who go from home to practice to their games. And if it means not going in a locker room during a playoff game, if the kids have to drive to their game or their parents have to drive them and they can't drive together, and you set up new rules to finish off the fall championships and they're going old school like when they were playing rocket football or travel volleyball, well, then we'll do that. We'll get it done, right?
Absolutely. And Bill, there haven't even been any connections or cases to, you know, the virus was spread on the bus heading to an away game. There just aren't those. And again, it's not our opinion. It's not our speculation. It's following the data of the games that have been played. And while we've had a hard time getting an audience with the state Department of Health and Human Services, we've gone out and we've created some new relationships with local health department officials, with those people that are running county health departments. And the conversations that I have heard over and over and over again since August with these folks is that we're not seeing the virus spreading during the school day, we're not seeing it spreading at practice after school, and we're not seeing it spread during games, either from teammate to teammate, much less from opponent to opponent. That is something that, and again, these health department officials have been east, they've been west, they've been north, they've been in the Upper Peninsula. So we've gotten that feedback from everywhere, and I think that's a credit to what our coaches and administrators have frankly been demanding since day one of the season. So that's the data and the success that we've had so far. And again, the mental health and overall wellness benefits of our kids who have been able to participate this fall have been off the charts. And as I said earlier, those that have some unfinished business, we just need to find a way here that we can not just finish our tournaments, but continue to finish them as safely as we've been doing since August.
On my way in, I stopped to grab a bite to eat. Also picked up a Detroit newspaper. And Mick McCabe, the renowned high school expert, son of Swami, had a story which I think came out before the three-week pause was announced last night. And it really talked about, Mark, about you and the Michigan High School Athletic Association stepping in with a Upper Peninsula high school football team that was having a great year, had a positive test, and they were going to try to play. And you sat down and talked with these school officials, and these kids didn't play, but you did it the right way. Explain that story.
So our procedures since day one, Bill, have said that any positive cases or any even close contacts for that matter will fall to local health departments, and local health departments will then be driving the car. When it comes to virus outbreaks, we just felt like the most sensible thing to do is that those that should be making the decisions are those that do public health for a living, and that's our local county health departments. Well, did have a positive case, and as the school was trying to go back and contact trace, and what made it a little more complicated is that one of the positives was a student who was attending school virtually, wasn't there during the school day, so the district was trying to work through these things. Well, at some point, their school board was convened for a special meeting, and essentially their board voted in a very close vote to say, no, our football team can go ahead and play, which was a different sentiment than what they were getting from their local county health department. So once we caught wind of it, we talked to the health department, we talked to the school, and we were able to get to the answer that, look, we're not playing. The recommendation by the health department is a positive case, and your team cannot play for X number of days, and that's what we're going with. And at the end of the day, the school understood that. I'm sure there's some folks in the community who still have some heartburn over it, but what's right is right. And we've said during this entire pandemic, we knew that once we got back to play, that having to manage and confront positive cases was going to be part of life, that that was just going to be a reality during COVID that we all had to work through, whether that was for team sports. In some of our individual sports, we had kids that weren't able to participate in the regional, which was the qualifying step for them to be able to participate in the state finals a week later. Kids who were in that that situation, unfortunately, weren't able then to move to the finals. We knew that was going to be a reality of playing during COVID. And so we've, at the end of the day, again, talk about following science and data, and also when it's come to positive cases, local county health departments are the ones that are in charge, and what their guidance and directives say is what will be followed. And there have only been two cases, Bill, all fall, of where it even got to the point where we had to step in and kind of bring that to an end, because our schools and districts and our school administrators, superintendents, principals, and ADs have really done a miraculous job during some incredibly challenging circumstances.
And I'm glad you brought up only two cases, because I didn't want people to think that this was the daily menu when it came to the return to high school sports in the state of Michigan. So Mark and his executive council are going to meet here on Wednesday. They're going to come up with a schedule, best case scenario, past December 8th when the 3-week shutdown, pause, whatever you want to call it, is over. And hopefully they'll continue the fall championships. And if not, I'm sure they'll have another plan to finish them. And guess what? The school year doesn't end till June. You could have high school football finals in May. You never know. Mark, we'll talk Wednesday after you meet with your executive council, and we'll see what the new plan is for those fall high school championships to resume.
Will do. Thanks, Bill.
All right. Mark Huell, Executive Director, Michigan High School Athletic Association, joining us from the MHSAA offices in Lansing. I think he's shown, if you had to ask me, anywhere in this country, the man or woman who has shown the best leadership in the face of this pandemic, it's been Mark Huell and his team at the Michigan High School Athletic Association, because they're not playing any political games. They're trying to do what's best for our children at every damn high school in the state of Michigan. And yes, in a school setting, if I use that damn high school, I'm probably getting whacked upside the head like Mrs. Taylor used to do back in third grade at Buchanan Elementary.